Welcome back, Mile High Sports Radio 1340. This is the Connor Cape Show. I'm Connor Cape, and I'm joined by Jake Meyer on the other side of the glass. Jake, I think where we're going to go next is the Kansas City Chiefs, division rival of the Denver Broncos, have unceremoniously cut wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, which, when it happened, for me, was an eyebrow raiser because Jeremy Maclin is far and away the most talented receiver, was the most talented receiver on the Chiefs roster. These are the remaining wide receivers for the Kansas City Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, pretty good. Chris Conley, growing, has potential. Albert Wilson, good on special teams. Chesson, draft pick out of Michigan. DeMarcus Robinson, and DeAnthony Thomas. That is not a wide receiver core that inspires confidence, especially when quarterbacked by Alex Smith.
Or Pat Mahomes.
It's too early for that. It's too early for that, Jake. Too early for this Pat Mahomes nonsense.
All right.
But maybe it will be Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes can throw the deep ball, which Andy Reid is a quarterback guru, and I do not like Pat Mahomes' footwork at all. But the dude has an arm, and he's big, and he can make all the throws off balance, running around for his life, kind of like Aaron Rodgers. But he's got the mobility of Aaron Rodgers, but he makes the same boneheaded mistakes of Brett Favre. And if you remember, it was Andy Reid who coached Brett Favre way back when. So, I mean, that could be something, but if I was the Chiefs, I would say, Pat, you're going to sit on the bench. You're going to learn for a year. And then Alex Smith is released at the end of next year or whatever, and Pat Mahomes can become the starter. But really, this Maclin deal is a head-scratcher for me. He's got a huge contract. He did have a huge contract. He made $23 million over the last 2 years, and the Chiefs still owe him $7.2 million over the next 2 years, $2.4 million for 2017. And the other head-scratching thing is they let him participate in OTAs, which if Maclin got hurt in OTAs, say he tore his ACL or popped his Achilles, something terrible like that, obviously don't want that to happen, but if something like that did happen, the Chiefs would have owed him $10 million, and they still trotted him out there, and then they surprised us, oh, Maclin, you've been released. Sorry. And this is right after Andy Reid goes to his wedding 2 weeks ago, and Jeremy Maclin skips his honeymoon to go to organized team activities. And Jeremy Maclin is a veteran. Jeremy Maclin has been in the league. Jeremy Maclin is a good player. He's above average wide receiver. If he wants to go on his honeymoon and miss OTAs, I think that's fine. That's whatever. No coach in the league is going to have a problem with Maclin doing that. And he still went to OTAs anyway. And then they cut him anyway.
Something had to happen.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there is more to this story than we have right now. I can't speculate at all, but just the numbers, it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. And one thing I saw pointed out this morning was the Chiefs' first three draft picks are going to take up $4.4 million of the cap. And cutting Maclin creates $3.5 million. So the Chiefs, who were strapped for cash already, they created a little bit of space for themselves. But $3.5 million of space to let your most productive wide receiver go. Am I weird for thinking that this doesn't add up? Like, this doesn't make sense to you, does it?
No, not at all.
So what is the move? What are they doing? And someone pointed out on Twitter that, oh, they're quietly rebuilding for 2018 when Pat Mahomes takes over. And I'm like, they're quietly rebuilding for 2018. What are they doing right now? They just won the division and they have Justin Houston's finally healthy. They have these guys who are prime of their careers, kind of a weird term to use because that's very gray area. But you have these guys who are playing some of the best football they've they've played. And you have a guy like Derek Johnson who's coming back from tearing his Achilles, and he says he's ready to go. He says he's going to be ready to go when the season starts, and he's gung-ho, and he's going to be like, all right, this is it. I am over the hill. I'm way past 30. I want to win now. And you have a lot of guys like that who are in win-now mode, and this move is not a win-now mode kind of move. But it doesn't make sense that they're rebuilding considering the rest of the structure of the roster. And it's a competitive division. The Raiders are going to be very good, assuming that Derek Carr makes the full recovery from his broken leg, which no reason to believe he won't. But, I mean, leg injuries are weird. Look at, you know, Teddy Bridgewater may not even play this year after...
Might
never play ever again. Right. And a different injury, but lower limbs are... That's bad news when you use them on every down. And the Raiders have a great roster. I love the Raiders roster, and I think Derek Carr, another year in the system, another year of maturity, another year of NFL defenses, I think they're ready to take that next step of going to the playoffs again, and this time they'll actually have Carr to play for them, and they can beat a team like the Texans, and then they can play someone like the Patriots or like the Steelers or whoever's at the top of the conference, whatever, and contend for a title. I think the Raiders are at that point, and Marshawn Lynch obviously thinks the Raiders are at that point because he's back home.
And so does Ice Cube. Ice Cube said that he thinks the Raiders owes Oakland a championship before they leave to Vegas. That's what he said.
Well, if Ice Cube says it, then I would take the word of Ice Cube. He knows. But yeah, that's a weird situation, playing another year before you go to Vegas. But the Raiders have a great roster. The Chiefs have a very good roster, and it took a huge hit because one of their weaknesses was already wide receiver because they didn't have a great number two. Tyreek Hill, I wouldn't consider your number two option. He's kind of a different kind of player than a traditional number two wide receiver because he takes handoffs and things like that. But now he's your best wide receiver. And he's very small, and he does take handoffs. So your best wide receiver is a scat back, basically, which right. It doesn't make sense. I can't make sense of it. What are they doing? They drafted a wide receiver, Chesson, out of Michigan, who was hurt. But before he got hurt, was very good, very explosive, and could kind of give the Chiefs that, but he's going to be a rookie.
Right.
And he has to be healthy. He has to be fully healthy, too. So what are they doing? And what does it mean for the Broncos, who are also in a really, really weird position where you have guys like Von Miller, who is in the prime of his career and playing the best football of his career, Super Bowl MVP, and they don't have a quarterback. And they have question marks on the offensive line. Who's going to play where and how good is it going to be? And what it makes me think is that, man, the NFL is actually kind of hard. It's kind of hard to construct a roster and flesh it out with the salary cap. And teams that win over and over and over that are well-constructed, the top teams of the league, they do a great job because they handle these kind of situations better than anyone else. It's going to be the Broncos and the Chiefs are, I think, right now, battling for second place with the Raiders. And it's going to be, how do the Broncos handle this situation of this roster turnover and this transition and finding the right number of pieces so that you can be contending for a title with Von Miller? And the Chiefs are in a similar situation where, how do we do this the right way so that we maximize the talent of guys like Justin Houston and we maximize the final years of Alex Smith, who I think is good enough to win a championship, but he needs all the pieces around him to be absolutely perfect, and he needs everything to break his way for that to happen. But I think he can. Similar to, like, you know, Trent Dilfer has a Super Bowl ring, so it can be done. But that's what's going to happen, is the Broncos and Chiefs are now navigating these waters that good teams navigate and good GMs and front offices navigate, and they continue winning even though they have these question marks. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Chiefs and the Broncos do in light of this Macklin news and with OTAs winding down, this is the Connor Cape Show on Mile High Sports.